So he's talking over here, page Rishal, on this fascinating phenomenon called Bechira. And he introduced the idea of Mole and Reiko. Let's go back to the paragraph by Lama Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Lama Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu Yitzir Shikulei Kedusha Vavoyna Baruch Hu. He goes called Rega Sheva Chai Meisa Baruch Hu. Kavala Nashima Mozen La'avoyna. In this world, which Betzim has no existence other than that Rosham is putting existence into it every moment, and like the Mor says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the world the same way the Neshama fills the body, and the body only continues to have life and existence as long as the Neshama fills it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing with the Bria, with the oil, with the whole world. So it would, logic would dictate that it would be impossible to contemplate that a person could empty himself out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. That is the most logical conclusion, because that's not real, it's not true. It's the reality is the person was everywhere. The Bershom may, the person has the ability to turn his heart away from his creator. So a world which is only Kadosh Baruch Hu is a world which has this Kula Kadosh. It's very, one of the Kula of the Hasidim was that the Bershom is present in every single thing. So therefore everything that you do is really an act of Kedusha. So I'm eating, that's halakh to eat, because I'm ingesting a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What can be more halakh than ingesting a Kadosh Baruch Hu? I'm fixing my car. Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu was in my car. What can be more halakh than fixing the version of my car, which is a shtick of Kadosh Baruch Hu? I'm taking care of my behavior. Right? Whatever I'm doing, I'm interacting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So that was one of the Kudas of Chassidus, which the Chaim Volozhiner, in part of Shar Gimel, is really addressing this issue. Right? So the danger of that is that your matash is all gula. So you're a kara. So then there's kalam kula nashim. What's more kadosh than a human being full of kadosh baruch? So what's between a levi and a kayan or a yisrael? Or you, a Jew and a goy? Or a behema and a human being? You know, like the Russian made madregas of kedusha, which means we function within the world of kedusha. We function within the world of madregas, of gula, of limitation. So even though conceptually there is such a concept, but implying that to Lamaisa is going to be very dangerous. So if I come along and say that, you know, sitting and eating a hamburger with gusto because you're ingesting a Kadosh Baruch Hu is just as halig, it's halig, it's the same thing as putting on tefillin, I may have a challenge. You know, and I have to put hamburgers into the Aron Kodesh because they're just as Kodesh as a Sefer Torah. Obviously that doesn't make any sense. Well, why not? Right? So he said, we clearly live in, so the Tzidim basically said it's in the Torah, because just whatever you do is holy, that's going to be wrong. But first, at some level we understand their point that the whole world is mamash kedusha. And if you hear it along, this person comes along, it says that instead of seeing the world as an expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's seeing it as Kedusha, and seeing the halakhite of the Bar Elam in every single thing which is there, and therefore being drawn and connected to his creator. He says, I'm going to enjoy the hamburger for the hamburger. Right? And a matter of fact, I'm going to enjoy the hamburger any way I want, whether the creator likes it or not. So it's a plea atzumah. So if you think about the Bechira, it's causes you, it's inspiring. We're all struck by the power of a human being to deny reality. So that's what we mean when they say Kli Reikon. Kli Reikon is the person who's emptied out something of its toichen, of what's inside of it. So when I take the item, the food, the interaction with the world, and see it, that what's inside of it is Bari Olam, therefore an interaction that I'm supposed to do, what I'm doing, is an interaction of potential Kedusha, and I empty all that out, I made it a Kli Reikon. It's just it's a shallow vessel with nothing inside of it.
Yes, it does.
And that's the concept of what you said before, you need to move on from Lo Sishma, Shua Slave. Okay. We have no ability to fathom how far this goes. Okay. That the Bereshit created Bechira. He created this so that we should join him and go together with him in their Chachayim. So, I think we started discussing this last time. I think in this idea, he's saying, Kavanas Abare, he's saying the following. The Rosh, for whatever reason, wanted to create a relationship with us. Now, Betzim, there's going to be a potential stira in that concept. Because as much as we come to the recognition that all we are is an expression of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so who are the two parties to the relationship? There's no two parties. So the person was able to give us a perception of independent existence. And he created that perception in order to create a relationship with us, that we should be able to feel that we are a partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the two parties to the relationship. So Bereshit's kavana in creating this perception of being independent, that you do whatever you want, was that we should then choose to make the relationship with him. We cannot have the relationship unless we have the feeling of that we have a choice, which means we have a feeling of independent existence. Without that, there's no relationship. So the person's kavana was that we should be able to be anyway, but then the person's point was so then we should choose to join him. But the person, what happened is that Adam Arishan, from the first challenge already, chose otherwise. He chose to use that ability to perceive himself as being independent to say, I'm going to be independent and not go with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's not the God to be born, right? But let us live out the Berserker. So, the Etzem, like he says, if you stop and think about it, it's Pasha, it's Mizazeya. Right? It's if we would understand that visiting reality, it should be something akin to the reality of a person walking into a volcano to burn them alive in 3,000 degrees centigrade lava. Like, what does it mean? Right? It's total denial of reality. Okay, now the problem is like this. So the Yisrael Shalti Meikon who Shekola Shem Malo Yisrael Yisrael Lo Nisma Lakli Lehep Yosef Yosef Hum Yisrael. So we've taken the human being and and taken that perception of independent existence, which all of us was supposed to be a perception, not the reality, and we made it the functional reality that we're living in, thereby making us functioning in the world without the reality inside of ourselves. Say, okay, so a person, by definition of the moment, is going to fill the need to fill. So he fills with his type. It's not going to work because it's the wrong, you're putting the wrong filler inside of the, you put diesel, gasoline, you know, gas into a diesel engine. It doesn't fill it up, it gums it up, it makes it dysfunctional. Right. So over here is Lo Nismel likely. What happens is that the more the person reinforces that perception by doing that, the more he's emptying out his toich. And that's the pshat in the pasuk over there in Parshat Hazinu. So Rashi explains that the word rava, like, is a cursor by my cup is full. I feel satisfied. Smeyos, I'm thirsty. That's something I desire. So if a person starts out, there's certain things that he has time for. He's smey for them. He desires them. He thirsts for them. Certain things that he has no thirst for. Right? What happens is, if a person will start to indulge and try and fill that which he's smeya for, he will eventually add on the rava onto the smeya, which now he'll have a desire for the rava, which was before he had no such desire. He'll add that on. So Rashi says the mansvus rava means in order to add on the rava to the smeya. But the Ramban teaches the way we're saying right now, that rava is referring to desires, levers, which a person once upon a time had no interest in. And by trying to go and fulfill the pleasures that he wanted, which are standard taiva, after a while, those will not interest him anymore. He'll be interested now in the things which till now he was never interested in. So the Ramban, ki nefesh onam harava, person which right now he's rava, he has no desire for certain things, but they're bad for him. But if he has time, and he will indulge that, so he will get more time. So when he indulges his time, the result is he has more time. So at first, it will create a greater desire for those same items. But eventually, he will desire things which were not desirable before. For example, person has no desire for physical pleasure with women. If he eventually indulges that in a significant way, eventually will develop a desire to things which before he had no interest in. So Chazal say that there's a certain aver in the person's body. If a person tries to satiate it, he will just be starving. A person who starves it will feel satiated. So attempting to indulge the pleasures, the physical pleasures, and therefore fill up his desire, just generates more desire, and expands his horizons of his desire beyond what was considered normal beforehand.
Rashi said, how did Rashi?
Rashi said the Matzah Zerovitz and Tzmeya, that there's Rashi actually is referring to Shoygin and Mezin. Mezin are bears, he did the Mezin. So he wanted to do that. Shoygin were things he didn't want to do, but he did that. So Rashi before will punish him on the Mezin, and now that he's chosen this path, Rashi will punish him on the Shoygin as well. Things which he was Rove for. He wasn't not interested in, per se. The Ramban takes the same usage of the word Rove and Smeya, but he applies it to this usage over here of time. Okay. It gets stronger and stronger. It's miskaber. So the idea of miskaber is that it doesn't stay stationary. A person who feels like he cares to keep indulging at the same time, I'll draw the red line somewhere. He doesn't understand that it doesn't work like that. The red line keeps moving. Me'atan novin inyan hamitzvus. Shema malus is a halal, a rake, a poyer b'neinu, the vein habore, b'ikvus ha-bechir. The idea of mitzvus is to fill up the hole. Why? Because when we do a mitzvah as a mitzvah, we're doing it as there's a mitzvah. So tzuyim b'ratzonin yisbara. We are then redefining ourselves as being dependent on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the opposite process of the feeling of independence. It's the feeling of dependence. So that's going to recreate our reality. The Zohar says that the idea of chilul Hashem is from the word halal. Halal is a void. Right? Every time chilul Hashem is the idea that every time we're sitting and choosing to do mitzvah, do mitzvah, nobody knows about it. The Zohar says that's called chilul Hashem when a person doesn't obey. Because you're voiding the Kadosh Baruch Hu from that place. Your soul has voided the Kadosh Baruch Hu out. And every time you choose to do a mitzvah, you're injecting the Kadosh Baruch Hu back into the halal. So that's the process. Tarya mitzvahs, we see you're saying, Masher Seder Lekib Bechayenu, Mitzvah Seder Bereshuas Halev, Sher Bo Hishkiya Usana Bechir. The more we take mitzvahs as mitzvahs and we do them, so it's not necessarily a logical process, but the point is that the act, by definition, is an act of, and that's what that's the more shita with the mitzvah is kavanah. That a mitzvah which is not done for the kavanah of mitzvah doesn't function as a mitzvah. The mitzvah only functions as a mitzvah when it's done the shame mitzvah. Then it's doing its purpose and its function as mitzvah. That's going to redefine both in a logical way, but both in a metaphysical way, that you're putting a version back into your being. That has to change your whole being. That means on Rishon, before he chose Ra, we needed mitzvahs. Right? So Kabbalah Karma, after you've chosen Ra, we need the mitzvahs to generate that for us. Okay, let's hold it here.